The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, the only thing that would make this day better here at Vitality Bistro is if my good friend Jonathan Emord were right here. But he is right here. He's on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as he is each week, as we do the sacred fire of liberty and kindle it, rekindle it, light it, fire it, burn it up. And Jonathan, my friend, good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert.
Well, and we've got a great hour schedule, including Dr. Jane Orient will be joining us a little bit later. We've talked a little bit about post-election issues. What's on my mind today as well is that the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, what a significant event in our lifetime. Some thought at the time would never happen.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan, it was in large measure because Reagan would not cease his military buildup and drain the Soviet Union of its resources in effort to try to keep pace, as mm-hmm. well as the collapse of socialism within their country, the reality that socialism is just a failed system from the get-go. Finally came home to roost with a lot of public unrest, a lot of dissatisfaction, and then Gorbachev reflecting that and his willingness to withdraw. Of course, Putin is now in the position of seeking to do the opposite, to reestablish a totalitarian regime that grows far beyond the borders of the former of Russia into the
yes.
former Soviet Union.
Well, isn't the irony of Putin is that he's like one of the world's wealthiest men? Did he get that in a way because of socialism? Or, you know, how did he acquire and amass his wealth, the power of a tyrannical government, even in a Russia that seemed to go more capitalistic?
Well, remember that in a communist system or in a socialist system, those who have wealth are in the apparatus of the government, and those who are outside are in a chronic state of poverty and are really put in a position of just being workers forever. But those in the party, and he was obviously, as a key member of the KGB, a leader of the KGB, he was in a position to feather his own nest very, very well. And, of course, he did that decade after decade at the great expense of other people. But that's the whole system. That's a system that still remains in place in Russia through corruption. He's vastly more wealthy than he could ever possibly have been had he not had forced confiscation as a part of the communist system to back
him
up.
Right. Well, and it wasn't for a lack of love of socialism that the wall came down and communist Russia and East Germany, all of that happened. It was ultimately the economic failure of socialism to keep up with, more of a free market capitalistic culture. Although we recognize, you know, we're willing to self-reflect on our own country because we love liberty that much, our own failings when we don't live up deals here in America. And I think about the fall of the Berlin Wall, and I say, you know, we have a Berlin Wall in our country that exists. It may be invisible to most, but it relates to the freedom or lack thereof to choose natural substances and to heal, to communicate freely under the First Amendment about those things when they can reverse disease as such. And we have sort of a tyrannical government. I don't know if it's an exaggeration to say it, but you wrote the Rise of Tyranny to spotlight exactly what's happened here in America.
Well, it's a huge irony that Ronald Reagan presided over the destruction of the former Soviet Empire based on a stalwart advocacy of free enterprise and free markets, really of freedom around the world. And we're now in a state of retreat. Rather than being in a position of triumph, we're in a state of retreat where we are adopting domestically many of the same socialist models that we rejected and proved to be totally destructive of those nations that adhered to it. Yet here we are going in retrograde motion, you know, heading back in the direction that the countries of the world that have failed relied upon, which is a system of redistribution rather than complementing those who succeed in the market, punishing them, and taking their resources and redistributing them, and then creating a universal mediocrity. And that's what this administration has championed, this whole notion that the rich ought to be sacked, that we ought to despise wealth, that we ought to redistribute it, that there can be no end to the welfare state, that government needs to regulate every aspect of business and our daily lives, and that is, of course, the very notion that notions that result in the destruction not only of the former Soviet Union but of communist China's market system in favor of a free market they turned necessarily. But it's weird because we could have been really such an extraordinary powerhouse, a single world global power. Economically and politically, establishing a bastion of freedom for the world, and yet we gave up that mantle, and it wasn't because we were forced to give it up, it's because we voluntarily gave it up. We had a president who was unwilling to carry the torch. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm. I do believe, Jonathan, that, you know, as our passion for health and healing and health freedom, I've seen the in my own life, you know, when I was very chronically ill and debilitated and dependent upon drugs and doctors and things like that, I could maybe understand intellectually this concept of liberty and things, but I didn't have the energy to do anything about it, to fight for it, to defend it, to reestablish it. And I think that's a big reason why I do, and I know for you, your awareness in this regard as well, encourage folks to take responsibility for their health, because if they don't, they'll be likely enslaved to chemicals that our dads and moms of it, you know, kind of degraded into over the 20th century, and it became the mainstay here in America, ultimately to be mandated by the unconstitutional Obamacare.
Well, we have to be sovereign. We have to live up to the mantle of freedom. We have to be willing not only to enjoy all of the luxuries and benefits of liberty, but also be willing to carry the burden of liberty, which is just personal responsibility. We have to be willing to accept the consequences of our free actions, and not require or expect others to take up the slack when we fall down. There is an enormous role for charity in our society, and I'm a major advocate of charity, and that is something that we all must engage in to help our fellow man. But that's a moral commitment. That's not something that government can impose upon us. It does so with disastrous consequences, because if you force those who are productive to sustain and help the unproductive, forcing all of the productive to do it through the instrumentalities of the very inefficient instrumentalities of the state, you end up with a situation in which you punish the productive elements and discourage them. Rather, the better way is to give them an incentive, to invite them to have significant tax breaks, to avoid any consequences that would come from government action that would interfere with their own private efforts at helping their fellow man, whether that's through market opportunities, expanding the marketplace, expanding economic opportunities and opportunities for jobs for various people, or direct largesse, paying for someone's hospital bill, paying for systems to help the poor and giving people a chance at gaining an education when they don't have it. All that needs to be encouraged through private initiative, not through a command control system directed by the government, which has failed miserably in every single instance from which that has been intended.
Yes. You know, Jonathan, if you've seen what I've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the more the government has involved itself in some form of forced charity, what we call it welfare or medical care coverage, the less people are inclined to give into real charitable ways to help folks, because they figure, well, listen, the government's already taken it, they've got it covered, and we see a decline in genuine charity from the heart. You know, not only do you have less to give, but the fact is many people are convinced that, well, they don't have to because the government's taking care of it, when we see how inefficient they are at taking care of anything charitable.
Well, it's a terrible misdirection that the government gives people. On the one hand, they say, well, you know, Canada will run for office, vote for me because I'm going to expand X, Y, and Z programs to help the poor. And yet those programs come into existence and the government spends hundreds of millions of dollars in the war on poverty, and yet poverty abounds. And the reason is that the solution to poverty doesn't come from taking from Peter and giving it to Paul. The solution to poverty comes from expanding the economic pie, increasing the economic wealth of the nation such that the standard of living of everyone rises, and then largesse, charity, becomes something that everyone wants to participate in because they have those dollars to give. If instead you tax away everyone's economic benefits so that they are living paycheck to paycheck trying just to get by, and you take all of that money and you put it out back into the world through redistribution programs that favor specific groups, you end up with this weird system where some people benefit, other people don't, just because they're not included within that realm. And there's no real sensitivity to their needs, their interests, their wants. It's just a dumbed-down system where you get paid X check regardless. And that's not how charity works. Charity, when it is done in the private sector, is very sensitive to the peculiar needs and interests of a person, such that it's tailored to their specific needs and interests. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach so common in government. Instead, it's a careful assessment of their peculiar needs, and it's a satisfaction of those needs. But it is also one that discourages dependency. The government system always encourages dependency, and the private sector charity discourages dependency. You don't want to, a party giving charity doesn't want someone to be constantly coming to them asking for the same amount of money or more over and over and over again. They want to teach the person how to fish. They don't want to just hand them fish. They want to teach them how to fish. So it's a different mindset. It is, charity is a truly a beneficent type of system because it helps a person uplift themselves, whereas welfare causes them to simply become a dependent.
Yeah, well said. We want to do the things we can to uplift those, inspire those, help those in need genuinely, but when they have their hands out to receive it, of course, and it's voluntary. All right? Well, we come back with Jonathan Emord on the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about the midterm elections. Does it mean that there will be a genuine shift, genuine change in the next 2 years with the change in Congress? We'll talk about it and real health care as opposed to mandates from Washington, D.C. next with Jonathan Emord. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Remember, next week we'll be live in Las Vegas with the ACAM conference, medical conference, and a couple of events there. Looking forward to that and connecting with our good friend Jerry Doyle. And JD also received an award, although he wasn't able to attend, from the Sacred Fire of Liberty from you, Jonathan. Man of a great integrity and independence of spirit and mind and thought, and willing to speak his mind, and we appreciate that very much.
Great voice of liberty there, Robert. Great voice.
Yeah. Definitely. As are you, Jonathan. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you about, and we mentioned it last week, potential for the shift in the midterm elections toward the Republicans. But we're also not naive enough to believe that simply putting the R's instead of the D's in is going to make the difference. We've seen enough evidence to be disappointed by this. But we've got to talk about it. What can be done, in fact, in the next 2 years to make a difference, to bring more freedom into healing, for instance, in other areas of our lives?
Well, the media, but for Fox News, just blew it when it came to coverage of this. Not a surprise, because they're so shocked and dismayed by the results. But the fact of the matter is, this was a momentous event. The midterm elections were a catastrophic repudiation of the Obama administration. No question about it. A vast majority of those who cast a vote were sending a clear message to the President of the United States: we reject you. We reject what you are not doing. We reject what you are doing. And we reject you. Total vote of lack of confidence in the administration. And nothing could be a clearer repudiation of the administration, frankly, than what happened in Maryland with Brown, who was running for governor, who's the darling of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Heavy media presence there from both of them. A lot of endorsements, a lot of personal endorsements given to him, and in a state that really is like the People's Republic, it is a democratic haven for far liberal, far left, and their candidate a person with an excellent pedigree, who's very much a far left guy, lost to a person with no political experience whatsoever who was a businessman. I mean, the absolute antithesis of what they ordinarily vote for. So it was absolutely, you know, this is the same thing in Chicago. You've got the incumbent governor in Chicago getting booted out by a Republican challenger. Absolutely amazing for the state of Illinois. Another clear repudiation. So Obama was sent a clear message across the board by the electorate that his positions are repudiated. And then when it comes to capitalizing on this, I share your fear. Are the Republican leadership going to soft pedal this and give Obama only what they think he'll sign, or are they going to take him on and do it in a very intelligent way? And there we find Senator Ted Cruz, who I think offers the clearest vision of how to do this when he says, hey, look, let's send up bill after bill after bill after bill. Let's work with the Democrats. Let's use the next 6 months, which is our prime opportunity to capitalize on the election, and shake the tree and get the moderate Democrats to vote in favor of this, and get those even liberals who are fearful of 2016 to vote in favor of some of these measures. And, for example, you could send Obama a bill right now that changed the Obamacare law to require that anyone who has a health care system, a health care insurance, that wants to keep it, can keep it and doesn't have to go into Obamacare. Somebody who likes their doctor can keep their doctor. Just eviscerate the provisions that are interfering with that the president promised would not be affected. Get that bill before him. All right, you promised and lied. Here's the bill to make it correct. You want to engage in an act of repentance? Here you go. Let him veto that. Let him prove his hypocrisy again.
Right.
I mean, and the point is, yeah, sure, there are going to be a series of vetoes, and there are going to be tests that are. But the only way for Republicans to maintain their position in the 2016 elections and get a good chance of winning is if they maintain their principles, if they adhere to their principles and refuse to bend, if they stop compromising and insist instead on a very principled approach. They have the right to do that. They've got a majority. They have a supermajority in the House right now. They have a majority in the Senate. And they can achieve these things. Or if they can't achieve them, they can put those on the spot who are responsible for the obstructionism.
Sure.
And of course, the dynamic. Take the ball and run with it.
Yeah, and then the question becomes, and some of it is a wait and see, but also some of it is an aggravate and see. If you're not being vocal to those that have been elected to make sure that they're going to follow through on some of these things, like Ted Cruz is saying, then, of course, in 2 years, we'll see another flip-flop return to what? What's next? Well, we'll talk about that. Also, the practice of medicine. Do you need the government? Do you need third-party payers? Can it be done differently? Someone who has been for many years is Dr. Jane Orion, and she's going to join us after the break. Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The expert. experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Ward.
All right. right, we're back. It's Jonathan Ebor, Sacred Fire of Liberty, and we are welcoming our guest, very special guest, Dr. Jane Orient. She's a physician. She's been at it for a lot of years, started back in 1981. And Jonathan, you want to introduce your friend?
Well, yes, she's the executive director of the American Association for Physicians and Surgeons, and she is a true friend of liberty, Robert. She has been in this hard, difficult slog in favor of individual liberty and patient rights and freedom of choice for many, many, many years. And most recently, her team sued over Obamacare and has been a real stalwart advocate of repeal of Obamacare, and it's just a real pleasure to have her with us today. So, Jane, let me ask you an initial question, if I may. You've watched the election returns, and you've seen the earthquake that happened on the left, and they're in a dire position. What needs to be done now in order to capitalize on that and do a number on Obamacare?
The Republicans need to remember who elected them. They got elected because the Americans are sick of single-party rule. They're sick of Obama. They're sick of Obamacare. They are not interested in cooperating with the Democrats or having bipartisanship. What do you need that for if you had Democrat control to begin with? We need to have a real change back toward constitutionally limited government and back toward control of medicine by patients instead of Obama's bureaucratic elite.
What do you think is actually going to happen?
I'm afraid the Republicans will do like they always do, and they will act like the rhinos that they are. They will say, oh, it's bipartisan. We can't do anything yet because we don't have the presidency. Their excuse was before was Harry Reid. Well, now they don't have Harry Reid anymore. Their excuse will be Obama. But I think they're just going to cave in and go along with the progressive agenda. I think, for one thing, they're probably scared to death of the New York Times and other media outlets who might show them up for what they really are if they took a strong stand.
You know, I think that the consequences of that weak response or that get along type of approach is going to be utterly disastrous for Republican prospects in 2016. And I think there are several in Congress who would agree with that idea. They're not in the leadership, but even Senator Ted Cruz, for example, is strongly advocating that bill after bill after bill be sent up to the White House to do such things as put Obama right on the spot on his abrogated promise that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, and if you like your doctor, you can keep it. What do you think can be done by the public and by your own organization, AAPS, to make a difference in pushing the leadership in the right direction?
Well, I think that all of these Republicans need to hear from their constituents early and often and without a break. And I think the idea that of just asking Obama to sign a bill that keeps his promise would be a wonderful first step. Let's just grandfather all insurance plans, and let's repeal the federal mandates for existing plans so that people can have the choice of buying a plan that's what they really like. We've already delayed the employer mandate. Why don't we get rid of it altogether? And why don't we make the individual mandate tax truly voluntary, kind of like the federal elections campaign contribution on your tax return?
Well, we're just a few days before they're going to, quote-unquote, relaunch healthcare.gov and try to make a go of it once again, arguing that a lot of the mistakes and glitches in the system have been repaired. What do you think is actually going to happen when they restart this? Are they going to succeed? Do you think they really have knocked out the glitches in the system, or do you think we're going to see another parade of horribles like the first go-around?
Well, the problem is not just the website. The problem is the underlying plan. The problem is the structure that's set up so that premium shock has to happen. It just has to. And what Obama is trying to do is to force everybody onto Medicaid or to get people to get in and sign up for the federal subsidies. But now that the Halbig case has been accepted by the Supreme Court, that's another thing Congress could do, is make it clear that, yes, they really did mean what the law clearly says, that you don't get a subsidy unless your state has established an exchange, which means that employers in your state are free from this crushing burden of the mandate when Obama finally does let it kick in.
Of course, there's litigation going forward through the D.C. Circuit on that very point, and other circuits too.
Right.
And the Supreme Court is dealing with a tandem type of question right now, which looks as though there's an opportunity for the court to come down again on another sort of piecemeal approach to attacking Obamacare, but again, in a way that the administration won't like. What do you think is going to happen with that case right now? Do you think that there's a good chance that our side could prevail?
Well, I think there is, and I guess it depends partly on whether Chief Justice Roberts caves again. I wonder what he's afraid of. I don't know that. How can the Supreme Court agree that the law means whatever administrative agencies say that it means, and that the wording of the law doesn't mean anything at all? I mean, even if the interpretation contradicts entirely what the law says, that the court is just going to stand by and let the executive branch rewrite it?
One of the other remarkable things about Obamacare that people or the popular media hasn't paid enough attention to, of course, is the fact that many doctors are refusing to accept insurance when it comes through the exchanges, and many hospitals, particularly major hospitals around the country, some 13 or so of the major national hospitals in the country are refusing to take insurance through the exchanges. How is that going? Is the administration putting pressure on these institutions and these physicians to change their position, or are they being able to maintain that position against Obamacare?
I don't know that Obama's had any success in trying to strong-arm them into doing this. I mean, the reason that doctors and hospitals are not signing up for it is because it spells bankruptcy for them.
Hmm.
If you're going to say, well, we're going to make you work and not pay you, then it's kind of hard to sweeten that deal.
Isn't that interesting, though, that you know, you have the corporate mandate, if you will, or the business mandate, you have the individual mandate, but they forgot to put in a doctor and a hospital mandate, and it could fail on that perspective alone. Dr. Ring, you've been in practice since 1981, so you've seen a lot of transition over that time frame in medicine. Even back then, it wasn't truly a free market for medicine, though, was it? Even though it was much, much less government intrusion. My uncle, who was a medical physician back then, warned me what was going to happen, and it's exactly what happened. And eventually the government said, you have to participate or else.
APS made a lot of predictions about what would happen with Medicare, and all of them have come to pass. And because of the immediate spike in prices, the government soon enacted the HMO Act, an attempt to, with managed care and price controls and protocols and bureaucratic constraints, they hoped to stop what was inevitable if you allow the free market to operate, and that is that prices will keep going up and up. That didn't work, so they're trying the managed care on steroids called accountable care organizations, and it's still not going to work. So I suppose the step that everybody fears is they're just going to try to enslave physicians, saying either you fulfill
right.
your quota or you're not going to be able to work at all.
Yeah,
that's
I think
what they're
going
to do if people decide, well, I guess we're not going to work at all. That's
right.
Another good question.
Yeah, I've heard about the doctors acknowledging that that is a fear now, that they're next on the list. But then again, if you've gotten, let's say, license monopoly status, eventually those that control you will want to control you in ways you're not happy about, even if initially you felt it was to your advantage.
I think that that's what we're seeing happen, yes.
Fascinating. And Jonathan, I mean, that's the concept that I've argued about licensure, that really isn't about protecting the public, but protecting an economic monopoly at the expense of the public and even accessibility and affordability to health and real healing.
We need a right to work law, and the right to work has to be more than just your right not to join a union, but the right to practice your profession without
yes.
having a bunch of bureaucrats having to stamp it.
Yes, Jonathan,
yeah,
go ahead.
It's a big joke, really, that somehow these boards are protecting the public from injury. The fact of the matter is injury takes place, and then the boards act afterwards only when there's enough of a brouhaha. And even then, you know, it's extremely hard for a doctor to have his license revoked.
That is not true, Jonathan. It really isn't.
Unless you're an alternative doctor.
It may be true
doctor.
For bad doctors, but I've seen a lot of good doctors crushed because they have a jealous colleague.
I have two.
Or they're in natural medicine.
That's it.
Exactly.
Alternative medicine, anything that poses a threat to the regime, to conventional medicine is, yes, right in the crosshairs. But for a conventional practitioner who chops off a limb in an operation as an alcoholic or as a drug abuser, it is extremely hard to get the boards to revoke their licenses, usually across the country. And it's been a true tragedy. There have been doctors who have abused patients physically and so forth and have been able to keep their licenses. So the basic point here is that if you think that the medical boards are providing the public with ultimate protection, then you're dreaming, because they act after the fact, and they do so under a heavy political environment. In fact, doctors really, for the sympathy side of things, doctors are treated much like those accused of crime in the former Soviet Union when they come before a medical board. They have no rights. They can't defend themselves. They are there and can be asked any kind of question, whether it's germane or not, to the charges, and they can be abused greatly, and they can be forced to answer on threat of having their licenses revoked, even if it's entirely irrelevant.
Well, and that's the danger of turning your profession over to state control under the guise of licensing boards to protect the public. Dr. Jane Orient is our guest. One more segment, wrapping it up, the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. He's at emord.com. Dr. Jane Orient is at drjaneorient.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at the website for the show. So stick around. Jonathan and Dr. Orient will continue and wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, remember, if you ever miss an episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show here with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, available for free around the world through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com, rebroadcast on UK Health Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, and more. Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, now carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very cool. Jonathan Emord can be found at Emord, E-M-O-R-D.com, and his articles often at News with Views and also republished here at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Jane Orient with the AAPS, AAPSonline.org. If you do that, / New Orleans, you'll find out about their conference coming up. All you doctors out there, January 9th in New Orleans. I would love to be there, Dr. Orient. But, Jonathan, again, great to connect us all.
My pleasure, Robert. And with the remaining minutes of the program, I really do want to hear what Dr. Orient has to say about the administration's handling of the Ebola crisis and whether or not their decision not to quarantine those countries where the epidemic or where the contagion is most rampant in Western Africa, whether that was a prudent decision and whether we're being properly instructed by the CDC.
I think the CDC is putting out the message constantly, repeatedly, things that don't even make sense, but that do support the administration's idea that we must not restrict entry to this country by anybody who wants to come here, regardless of what fatal diseases they may be carrying. Ebola is only one of them. There's tuberculosis, there's dengue, there's chikungunya, there's this enterovirus that has paralyzed 50 American children and killed some and sent thousands to the hospital. We don't know where that came from. If it were measles, we'd know for sure where it came from. The administration has a political agenda, and I'm afraid that the public health authorities that we should be relying on are subservient to that.
Wow. And what would you have done differently?
I think we need to, first of all, tell the truth about Ebola. One fact is that we don't know everything there is to know about it, but we do know that the incubation period is as long as 42 days, not 21, that there are receptors for Ebola in the intact skin, that the virus is shed from the skin. We do not know exactly when that shedding starts. We know that the infective dose is about 10. We know that healthcare workers are dying in Africa despite more stringent precautions than we have here, suggesting that it really is a BSL-4-level virus, like the WHO has said, and that is that it can be transmitted through aerosols and that workers need to be protected against inhaling air that might be contaminated.
Do you think we're likely to see more outbreaks of Ebola here in the United States?
I think that we may well when we start bringing troops home that have been deliberately sent to this epidemic.
And who would you put directly in the position of blame for failing to do what is necessary to protect America from this from Ebola?
Well, I think we have to blame the president, but we also have to blame those people who hold positions of trust in our public health organizations, including the CDC.
Couldn't agree more. And what are the what do you think is going to happen? Is there anything that the Republican majority in Congress can now do to make a difference on this?
I think they need to ask a lot of questions. They need to demand information. They need to find out why we crippled our military transport capability to bring people from areas where there are lethal, contagious diseases back on a secure aircraft directly to a secure BSL-4 facility in the United States. That program, the AIT SMART program, was dismantled in 2010. And now, since we don't have BSL-4 capability anymore, we're pretending that the virus is not as virulent as we once said that it is.
What can individuals do to minimize their risk of exposure? I guess it's rather difficult, but, we've received such conflicting information from the CDC. At first, they were saying, don't worry if you're on an airplane, someone else has the Ebola virus. You're not likely to be affected unless they cough directly in your face or sneeze directly at you. And then, quite a bit of conflicting information. But what can the individual do to maximize their own self-defense against this?
Well, I had to write a little book about that called The Truth About Ebola, How to Protect Yourself and Your Family, that WorldNet Daily has published as an e-book. It's kind of hard to answer that in 30 seconds. There's the only way to be sure you're protected is not to be anywhere near there's a patient with this, but there are some things you can do to limit your exposure. And I did write about that in the book, which you can get for free.
Nice. WorldNet Daily has it. Ebola, The Truth About Ebola. Dr. Jane Orient, thank you for being here. Jonathan, thanks for hooking us all up. Valuable information revealed today, definitely. All right, guys, we're going to sign off with that. Thanks as well to Leanna Werner-Gray for hanging out with me at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida. Check it out if you're ever in Central Florida. In the meantime, tell your friends, as I'm telling you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.